Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, let's go to Gonzalez. Dale, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Dale.
Good afternoon, Scoot. I have a question. I don't know if it was you or maybe the guy that's with you said earlier when I was listening that he didn't trust the Trump administration for releasing the Epstein files. I'd like to have him a question. Did he trust the Biden administration? That's my question.
Wait, so your question is whether or not either one of us trust the Biden administration?
I think it was he who said it, not you. I think it's the guy with you. I don't know his
name, but Ian.
He said he doesn't trust the Trump administration releasing the Epstein files. Ask him, does he trust the Biden administration? Did he trust them?
Ian, do you trust the Biden administration?
Well, the Biden administration couldn't have released the Epstein files.
Dick Durbin to release them in a congressional meeting three times. She begged them.
Are you talking about? Hang on a second, brother. Hang on a second. Are you talking about the files at DOJ?
No, I'm talking about the Biden administration had the Epstein files for 4 years. They had the Epstein file for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Marsha Blackburn and a few other women begged, I listened to it on TV, begged Dick Durbin to release the Epstein files, saying they wanted the Epstein files released, and he told her no. I saw it on TV.
Okay, so Dale, there's a fast answer. I got an answer.
All the Democrats are saying that they want Trump to release the Epstein files. Why the Democrats didn't tell
Dale, Ian answer, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ian.
Okay.
Dale, for the entirety, A to Z, of the Biden administration, this was an active criminal case. That is not a lie. Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted.
Hey, Dale, you're going to have to. Dale, if you want to call this show, I mean, we can end the conversation now, or you can let Ian. Dale, you can let Ian finish, or we can end the conversation now.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Okay, let him finish.
I'll speak even slower. This was an active criminal investigation until late 2021, when Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted and then appealed. The Trump DOJ reviewed these files, reviewed this case, and closed the case this July. Maxwell's appeal at the Supreme Court was denied on October 6th. There is no time prior to that the DOJ could have released these files without compromising an active criminal case. Period.
Okay, now, Dale, before
who was president in 2021? Who was president in 2021?
The case was still open. Are you listening?
Okay, and it was closed in 2021?
No, it was closed in 2025. It was closed in 2025.
Well, why do in 2021 to 2024 the Democrats didn't release the files?
Oh, my God. Right. It was still under appeal, man. The case was still open. I can explain this to you, but I can't understand it for you.
Okay. But I can tell you, Dale.
I heard Marsha Blackburn ask on TV.
All right, Dale.
Ask Dick Durbin to please release
you've repeated that several times.
You must understand that you did not understand what you were watching. This whole, you can say Marsha Blackburn, Marsha Blackburn, Marsha Blackburn 30 more times. The fact is, you did not understand what you were seeing on television at the time. And that's okay. You're still a good person, Dale. You're still welcome in the reality-based community. But on this, you're simply incorrect, and we need to move on.
All right. So look, Dale, let me say this to you. President Biden should have done a better job explaining that. But I'll tell you, whether that was the case or not, I have explained many times why Biden did not release the files, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know if you're new to the show, because if you've been listening to this show, I've answered this question constantly. So obviously, you're getting new information from conservative media, and this is riling you up. And when we get call after call talking about the same thing, and we've gotten a few calls like this, it's people who are wrapped up in conservative media in the echo chamber. And so you're hearing things and you're pushing this agenda. I can tell you simply without whether or not it was an investigation or not, I can tell you why I think Biden didn't release the files, because I think Biden could have been trying to protect Democrats. This is not a Republican-Democrat thing. There were Republicans and Democrats probably on that list. It's not like just Republicans wanted underage girls. I think there were Democrats that wanted underage girls, too. And so I don't think Biden wanted to have the files released because he didn't want to bust his friends. And one of them might have been Bill Clinton. I mean, we don't know. So, again, you're getting new information from a desperate conservative media echo chamber that is trying to position this as, well, why didn't Biden do it? Well, so what? I mean, the point is, Biden didn't do it. I think he should have done it. And I said this when Biden was president. Now, if Biden didn't do it, that has nothing to do with whether or not Trump does it. And Trump should release the files completely, which he now says he wants released. I don't know why there's the change, but he wants them released now. So, you know, we deal with this a lot when there's suddenly new talking points concerning any issue. And you get it from the conservative echo chamber, and then, you know, you somehow think this is some kind of whacked out liberal show, which we are not. I'm a radical moderate. I'm a registered independent, very sensible, logical, never lie. And I just talk about some of these issues, but we're leaning away from politics. But, you know, this is not about politics. This is about pedophiles. And so Biden should have done more to explain why he didn't release them. But even if it wasn't an investigation, I don't think he wanted to release them because I think he was protecting his own people, because I think there are Democrats on that list, too. So don't act like this is just only Republicans are being accused of being pedophiles. It's Democrats, too. And Biden should have released it or should have explained why he wasn't going to release it.
Last thing I'll say about it, Dale, thank you for your call. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you being a part of the show. You started out that conversation accusing me of saying, I don't trust the Trump administration. I was reading a text message from someone else. 80, 90% of the time you hear my voice on this program, that's what I'm doing. And it's usually extremely clear that that's what I'm doing. So if you missed that cue and you thought I was speaking about my opinion in that moment, it is extremely plausible to me to think that you misunderstood what you thought you were watching on TV between Dick Durbin and Marsha Blackburn.
But you did bring up the point then about the investigative report and that it could not be released, which was something I wasn't even aware of. And I said consistently, really, throughout, I said this when Biden was president. I don't think he's releasing the files because there's Democrats there that he's trying to protect. There are a lot of people who have been protected. And this is the problem with this kind of stuff. It's the rich, powerful men who want to have sex, they want to rape underage girls that are being protected. They should not be protected any longer. We should know who they are. And whether it's Biden or the current president, we need to know who they are. And if Biden didn't do it, that's no reason to say that the current president should not do it. And that's the argument that's being made.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.